Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, sir. It's the most notorious rogue of the nation, accompanied by Miss PvP Girl Gigi.
So beautiful.
Give her a round of applause.
Yes, sir.
I love me some PvP, girl.
Yeah.
Don't we all?
I like this right here. I'm sitting here waiting to raid, and I ain't feeling it. Stressing because I'm tired of lag and even dealing with it. Kind of bumming and feeling a little down and out. Because every time we jump on the mob, I get to lagging out.
Oh, wow.
I'm really wanting you to go.
Jen, are you lagging like that? Because I'm lagging like that.
I am lagging like that today, and I don't know what the hell is going on.
That's the cold. I just want to hibernate like a big polar bear. Just want to climb in my cave. And it's something. Yeah, then, oh my God, I'm being followed by some interesting. Yeah.
No.
None interesting. Interesting. There's no global warming because, yes, today it's 60 degrees in New York and it's 30 degrees here in Texas. There's no global warming. There's nothing wrong with the environment.
No, not at all.
Speaking of political things to argue about, I got a bunch of stuff to tell you about at the top of the show just to give Ginger a chance to perk.
Something. I'm trying. I've taken my stuff. I'm just...
Yes, it'll kick in shortly. Yesterday, if you were following us on Twitter or just passing by the site, you saw that we posted up something. Our lovely Secretary of State Hillary Clinton announced yesterday they were creating a virtual embassy, first of its kind ever, for Iran. And while that may be the most wonderful idea ever, there's just one problem. Those people in Iran, their government doesn't allow them to go to the sites you suggested that they go to. They can't go to Facebook. They can't go to Twitter. There are ways around this, and I did do a search, and I would love to be able to share them on the air, but I will not because we really don't need Iran on us. But you... if you're in that area, there are ways to get around those things, but, you know, it's at a risk to their life. So
literally a risk to their life.
Yeah.
Whole thing over there is a little bit...
It's a little bit crazy for them. Yeah, it's a little crazy for them right now. We posted up the video. Yeah, and a lot of you have left comments. Feel free to... most of you have left comments on our YouTube page. You can leave them on our page, too. You don't just have to do our YouTube channel. But, yeah, I'm trying to see where this is a benefit to the Iranian people. They can't, you know, it's great that we're trying to offer olive branch, but a virtual one is probably not going to be the best thing.
Yeah, no.
Unless you're going to go set up free internet for them there, and then you still got to put somebody to guard it because they're going to tear towers down and all kinds of stuff. Now, I'm not seeing where this is going to benefit them at all. If anything, you're going to get these people in trouble. So.
Yes.
Well, good luck, Hillary. Anyway, next on my top must talk about the top of the show list, Xbox.
We can't say that word on the daytime show.
Cluster beep. Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
See, and this is why I did not update yesterday. I was like, not even happening.
It took three times for me to get the update, and I wasn't even trying to get the update. I just turned on my Xbox because I was gonna watch Planet of the Apes, Rise of the Planet of the Apes, which is a very good movie, by the way. And then it was forcing me to try to update, and then it would tell me it couldn't. And I said, okay, that's fine. I just want to watch my movie. But because it could not update, it wouldn't let me watch my movie either.
That's nice. That's so nice. Way to go, Xbox. You look brilliant.
It gets better. Okay, so finally, after three tries and half an hour, and I'm on Twitter watching you guys because people were going off. It's like, I can't play Skyrim. I can't watch my movies. I can't get...
Skyrim? Holy bejeebus. That's not good.
Yeah, because that was my next thing. I said, I guess I'll just play Skyrim. No, you will not be playing Skyrim. Thank you very much. You will suffer. So,
wow.
Then it gets worse. It finally updates, and I'm fingers crossed because you all know updates known to kill an Xbox. So I was watching the lights going. Even Kitty Natrix was watching the lights. Like, I don't know why we're looking at the Xbox, but let's look at it. Come on. No red ring. So I got no red ring. And I finally get in, and I was like, this new dashboard is overkill for one. For two, it would not connect to the Xbox Live. Would not connect. And as of midnight last night, when I finished watching Rise of the Planet of the Apes, I still could not connect to Xbox Live. I still don't know if I can. But the dashboard, I got to tell you, Microsoft, is overkill. Whoever decided to do this, it's one thing to organize things in an area, and it's another thing where it's not necessary. So what you have now for your dashboard is a section for every little thing. So here's all your video. Here's your video games channel, and then it has an apps button for that channel, and then it has a something for that channel, and then now here's your music channel, and here's an app where you go to the app for that place. Now, here's how I would have done it. Here's your main page. You can find all your apps here, and then once you did that, a menu should slide out and say music.
Yeah.
Video games, TV shows. So I have one place instead of 18 that I have to scroll across to find one thing. It's overkill. I don't know what they're going to do with this business. I don't know if they're going to fix it or they have other plans that's going to make it look like it makes sense, but it's really overkill. What I did like was, okay, I have multiple logins on my Xbox, not that I have multiple accounts, because people come by and you want to use Xbox, they want to log in.
Yeah.
Or I create special ones for the kids when they're over so that they're not able to access Xbox Live without me being in the room, those types of things. I like that all those are in one place now.
Okay.
Instead of, you know, when you used to log out, you have to scroll across the screen. They're all listed there. You know, you don't have to scroll across anymore. So that was nice. I liked that I could see it one look that, you know, if I was connected to Xbox Live on the main page. But beyond that, the rest of it, overkill. Too much. Too much Xbox. Too much. It was bad before. I think it's a little, some people may like it. I'm not digging it at all. If you guys put it down.
Yeah. No, I mean, like I said, I assumed it was going to be a horrible mess. And the way most companies are going nowadays, you release these things without any kind of official beta test. You do like an open beta with all these people who just don't care.
Mm-hmm.
And you're releasing crap to us that breaks our consoles. It's unplayable. And with this, no, this is just a mess. I was like, no, I'm not updating. I'm not even turning on my Xbox because I don't want to deal with it.
It wouldn't have been so bad if they had said, okay, when we update, there's a possibility you may not be able to connect to Xbox Live. You have to prepare gamers for the fact that I can't play my
stuff.
Give
us the option to opt out.
Yeah.
we do not want the update.
Yeah, that would have been great, too, if I could have opted out. I mean, but I understand this one wasn't an opt-out thing, but at least warn me. You are not going to be able to play Xbox Live until you've updated. Is great. It's a heads up. I know that maybe I need to go play with the PlayStation or Wii or something. I don't want to look at it because I'm going to be angry. And people were angry. I'm surprised that Xbox wasn't a trending topic. Well, I shouldn't be because nobody could settle on one hashtag is why. I hate Xbox. Hashtag I hate Xbox. Hashtag Xbox sucks. Hashtag I can't effing play Skyrim. This type of stuff. So that's why I didn't end up that Xbox was trending. But it was really, really a bunch of angry gamers. Even Jay. Good morning, Jay, by the way. Boobs for you. Jay was angry. And Jay's one of the most even-tempered people I know. It's really hard to upset Jay. Really hard.
They had our Jay upset?
They had our Jay upset. He typed that he was pissed off in capital letters. You know, he was yelling. That was bad.
That is bad. That is very bad.
And I was like, ooh.
Somebody get him some boobs.
Somebody. I was like, oh, no. Another one we tweet back and forth with. Hi, Nicole from Security Files. Yeah, she was like, this is insane. We were saying the same thing. It's a little bit of overkill. You guys... Man.
Just a little bit.
I don't know what's going on at Xbox. We love you still, but I don't know.
She loves you.
Well, I have to love him because I got to finish Skyrim. After I finish Skyrim, hey, my love goes to anyone. Because it's time for me to play Animal Crossing. It's cold and it's snowing in Animal Crossing, too. I got to make my plan.
Yeah, I still need to get that.
My ice fishing. You know, that type of stuff.
Oh, fishing.
To do my ice fishing.
I need me a good fishing game. I was dreaming about fishing the other day, so I think that means, yeah, it's time for some fishing.
You are out of order, ma'am, for dreaming about fishing.
I haven't fished in forever. I need me some fishing. Yes, yes, I do.
Somebody find Ginger a fishing game. Help us out.
Yeah. All right, so what have I got? I have got, and the screenshots for this I'm going to have up in a little bit are disgusting, just so you know. 2K Games announces new Vendetta's co-op experience for The Darkness 2.
Already?
Yeah.
Wow.
2K Games announced The Darkness 2, releasing on February 7th in North America and February 10th internationally, will feature Vendettas, a fast-paced, violent, and narrative co-op experience that takes place parallel to the single-player story. Playable for up to four friends, Vendettas lets consumers choose one of the four characters, all with their own unique darkness weapon, and begin their dangerous and bloody journey. Designed as a team-focused, mission-based experience, Vendettas explores the crucial role each character plays in Jackie Estacado's campaign to defeat the Brotherhood. All right, so you can play as Inugami, Soshana, Jimmy Wilson, and J.P. Dumond. Of course, The Darkness 2 is the sequel to the million-unit-selling 2007 title The Darkness and brings a unique new combat mechanic through quad-wielding, which allows players to slash, grab, and throw objects and enemies with two demon arms while simultaneously firing two weapons.
That's right.
That is crazy. The game is layered with thematic elements of dark versus light, steeped in deep and twisted storytelling, and maintains the stylistic violence visualized through a hand-painted graphic noir technique. All right, so like I said, I've got screenshots that I'm putting up right now. They are very gory, very graphic, so yeah.
If you got a weak stomach, you might want to be aware.
Yeah, just so you know, because I was kind of like, ew.
For her to say, ew, it's bad.
Yeah. Yeah, very ooh. Very alien. Things coming out of your body, yeah.
See, no, that's why I'm never an alien in any game. I don't want to have multiple arms. I like being human.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, what's that movie, District 9? That movie disturbs me on a level I cannot begin to put into words. that guy is changing into an alien. I'm like, no, I can't. No, I can't watch. See, that's another thing that scares me. No, cannot watch this.
That doesn't really bother me too much.
I don't want to be alien. I like my human body. Even when it's old and rotting, I will still love you, human body. Don't want any tentacles and big eyes growing out of the side. No.
Oh, now, come on, Corey. Just a little one. Just a little
I will cut you. You know I will cut you.
Don't cut me.
We'll cut you and keep moving. I won't even break stride. Just cut.
I noticed you threatened to cut me on Facebook.
Yes, for telling me I dance topless. You know, and I always see things in daylight. Like, stuff will pop up on my phone when I'm out, but I can't really look at it because usually I'm someplace where I'm trying to be all, you know, professional, and then I look down at the phone and I'll see something about topless. I'm like, oh, I can't look at that now, quickly. And then I see it later and I'm like, uh-uh. I'm going to get Ginger. Did she really? Yeah. Wait till I get home. That's why I threatened to cut you.
I love you, Corey.
I think I was standing in line for something when I told you I was going to cut you. Okay. I was like, let me stop just long enough to type. We'll cut. Stay right there. I'm going to cut you. Okay. Those of you who are looking for something new to do, you love your strategy games like nobody's business, we'll be happy to know Warlock Master of the Arcane is officially in closed beta, and they're offering you the chance to play. In closed beta, if you're trying to build your closed beta resume, or if you just want to brag for some odd reason, which we hate when you do that, be in it to help the game get better. But Paradox Interactive and developer Inoko Plus, the name of the company, today announced a closed beta for Warlock Master of the Arcane, an innovative turn-based strategy game scheduled for release next year, second quarter, who pits players as powerful empire-building mages as they war for dominance. To celebrate, we got some new screenshots.
Mm-hmm. Yay!
They sent over. It's set in the Majesty series, which both Ginger and I have played and reviewed for the site, so you can probably go through. We played Majesty, didn't we? Yeah.
Majesty, yes, we did.
I think we have some for iPad and Majesty for PC. There's a whole bunch of Majesty.
Yeah, we were playing Majesty out the wazoo there for a little bit.
It is fun. It's not as fun on the iPad, I don't think. But it's.
I would think it'd be harder to control on the iPad.
No, it didn't have enough memory to do all the little things. You know, I can't see my peasants. You know how you have to protect your peasants.
Yes.
I like having to run and protect them, or getting a gang of them to jump on somebody. You know,
yes.
20 of them.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't see them. Stuff just kind of builds on its own. I didn't like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, set in the fantastical world of Ardania, players have to manage cities, muster armies, and enlist the help of three unique races without neglecting their wizardly training. Dedicated scholars will find that a new spell, combinations, or powerful enchantments can be dangerous as an army. Yeah, like I do with Magicka. This is the same company that made Magicka, by the way. So, yeah, I'm imagining what's going to go wrong. Beta applications are starting to be accepted from today until December 14th. And they're saying you winning wizards will be notified via email on December the 16th. So if you receive an email, make sure it is from Paradox. You know how they roll. They're saying, of course, they got some main features listed. Research and master dozens of spells. Conjure strong enchantments and discover powerful spell combos. Be careful, of course. Command a variety of units, each with their own special abilities across three races, along with the ability to summon wild creatures. Achieve victory by military or magical means. Innovative city management system. You can choose to become a disciple of one of the eight gods, serving their church and obeying their will, or cast them all aside in your quest to become a god yourself. Hot, right?
Ooh.
Whoop, whoop. That's nice. Anyway, we will have a link up on our site here momentarily. I'm putting some screenshots up for you while we're talking, because we multitask, because we're girls and we can do that.
We do, and we are. We have the boobs.
That's right. So we'll have that up, and you can go ahead and sign up over for closed beta. I don't know that we will be. Probably this will be a blaster. Well, we might. Who knows? We might be in anyway. They loves us at Paradox. We loves them back. We love you.
Yes, we do. We do. We do. They got some great games. All right, and hopefully I won't lose my voice. Here we go. Ooh, Final Fantasy 14 fans, are you ready for these? Yes, yes. All right.
It's no angry, don't you?
I do, apparently. Snow, I love you. I'm flashing my boobs at you. You just can't see it. All right, so Final Fantasy 14 fees begin January 6th. Starting January 6th, Square Enix will begin charging subscribers who are still playing, in other words, most of y'all have left that crappy game, Final Fantasy 14 Online. The Final Fantasy-based MMO has been free for almost a year because of a myriad of technical problems that the company couldn't initially overcome. The MMO was so bad that it made Square Enix reevaluate how it handles developing and launching MMOs. Actually, this says launching, but yeah, I think they meant launching. Square has discounted the proposed monthly fee from $12.99 to $9.99 as an olive branch to customers who remained loyal during the last year. The original subscription fee structure cost $3 a month for single player and varying time blocks of 30, 90, and 180 days. For $9.99, $8.99, and $7.99, respectively. The new discounted rates put the monthly fee down to $6.99, $5.99, and $4.99, respectively. Players who subscribe to both Final Fantasy XI and Final Fantasy XIV will receive a discount on their Final Fantasy XI fee, the ability to transfer one character name from 11 to 14, and some in-game shoes, oddly enough.
In-game shoes, really?
In-game shoes. They better be some nice shoes, some very nice shoes.
Because I don't know about you, but I lived for in-game shoes.
Yeah, I tried to play that beta. That beta was horrible.
I
remember sending off an email about it. I was hot.
I'm
and what was worse is they had, like, I'm not really either, but, I got in on the beta, so I was going to play it. And they didn't have, like, a, you know, submit your issues here thing put up at that point. They had taken it down, I guess, because there was so much. And I had to go and find an email address. I was this is bad. This is real bad.
This is really bad. You have to go with the accent to make it, you know, really effective.
Bad. This is real bad.
All right.
Not good.
So I'm not going to mention it because I don't really want Snow calling and cutting me. And that's what will happen. Because, you know, she's real upset about that whole Final Fantasy business.
She is, too. That was her birthday present. It was horrible.
It was her birthday.
Square Enix, y'all screwed up so badly. I'm pretty sure if she could shank y'all, she would.
See? We all know the story.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some of you have been waiting for it. A demo for Rage.
Rage.
It's now available on the PlayStation Network here in North America. The demo will be available for download on the PlayStation Network throughout Europe later today. Probably they're meaning right about now because it is later today in Europe. But the Ghost Clan, a cult of murderous fanatics, has infiltrated the waterworks beneath the town of Wellspring with plans to poison the water supply. You are the only one with the weapons, talent, and courage to stop them because that's always how it is. While in Wellspring, you can also meet the townsfolk, try your hand in games of skill and chance, and peruse the wares of the local vendors or hit the speedway for some racing. You can check out the demo on PlayStation Network right now if you're here in the U.S., if you're in the U.K., well, probably right now for you, too, if you're listening. And if you want to check out the game, you're like, Rage, I heard that game was
Rage.
Yeah, you can check it out. Rage.com. Go check it out. That is another one from Bethesda. They need to add us in some marriage and some wedding and some, we like all that stuff. Just put everything in.
Yes, yes, yes.
I need 15 children.
All right, so what we got? Another story from GamePolitics.com. Hold on, did I just hear 15 children?
Your brain is...
Yes, brain slow today.
In-game. In-game children, I would like to specify. Not for real. No.
No, 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 no. All right, so Nintendo details a workaround for Zelda Skyward Sword glitch. There's a nasty bug in The Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword for Wii that can utterly break the game for owners if they are not careful.
Uh-oh.
So be careful, people. Nintendo has acknowledged the bug and has released some methods for avoiding it altogether. The glitch occurs when players complete a very specific sequence of events late in the game. The solution, of course, contains spoilers of the game. So, you know, if you don't want spoilers, turn it down now. I'm warning you. Give
well,
me a couple of seconds.
Well, it's either broken game or a spoiler.
Yeah. All right. So, here we go. All right. What do they say? Nintendo of America spokesperson Sharon Matheny says, we have been made aware of the issue that results in being unable to progress in the Song of the Hero quest. If the game has been saved after completing the sequence of events, it will no longer be possible to proceed through the game on that save file. The only options at that point are to either start the game over or use an earlier save file to continue.
Oh.
That's not good. The Song of the Hero quest requires players to revisit the game's three main ground-based locations, each of which can be attempted in any order. The bug only appears when the Lunario Desert portion of the quest is completed first. So if you're going to do it, don't do the desert portion first. Even then, gamers must have traveled to Lunario Mine to speak with the character Golo the Goron before receiving the Song of the Thunder Dragon, and then return there afterwards to speak with Golo again. At this point, the remaining two locations will become unavailable, rendering the player unable to progress further. The good news is that if you collect the Fire and Water Dragon songs before collecting the Thunder Dragon song, you can avoid the glitch altogether. Talking to Golo in the Lunario Caves at any other point in the game will also not trigger the issue, according to Nintendo. And they say there is no word yet whether or not Nintendo plans to release a patch. I would assume they would, or at least, you know, put a big old sticker up there saying, hey, don't do this first.
Well, it is amazing that they need a patch. That's not like them. They're really off their game this year. You very rarely hear of any glitches or anything needing to be patched, because they're usually just so-so together. What's happening? The world is crumbling.
It's coming apart. The sky is falling. The sky is falling.
They said next year we're all going to die, so maybe this is the start of it, and then that was not. Okay. I'm sorry. I got a little out of hand there. I'm okay.
I love you, Corey.
I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. All right. These people are trying to get this news into us really quickly. As I'm sitting here, boom, boom, my mailbox.
It is 11:23, people. We said 11.
I did say 11, but they are not listening. They're like, whatever, we're going to send this in. She's going to do it. So,
send us some stuff if we're going
to
do it.
They're going to do it, and that's going to be the end of it. You're going to do it. You may not want to, but you will. But you're still not next on the list. So somebody else who got theirs in on time is going first.
She's telling y'all.
Mm-hmm.
In trouble.
I can't even snap. I'm so tired. Okay, so 8. Casual gaming adventure, Age of Enigma, the special edition is releasing today on the Mac App Store. Yay!
Yay!
Age of Enigma is a haunting adventure game from Casual Box Studio. It is now available again on the Mac App Store, not for you Android people like us.
Bah
humbug.
Humbug.
Yes, they're saying... Yes. Yes, the $7.99 download, yes, I said $7.99, includes localizations in English, French, Spanish, Italian, German, Dutch, I'm sorry, German, Danish, not Dutch, Swedish, and Portuguese. Age of Enigma Special Edition combines puzzle-solving, mini-games, and story in a balanced mix of casual and adventure play. As medium Ashley Reeves, players will embark on a journey to exotic locations including classical Japan, ancient Egypt, and even the depths of hell to free 6 ghosts trapped in an abandoned house. Only by solving the puzzles surrounding each spirit's unresolved death can players help them find peace. With stunning cartoon artwork and a haunting soundtrack and a brand new minigame not present in the game's original PC release, Age of Enigma Special Edition is a high-quality puzzle game that will intrigue casual as well as hardcore gamers. At Casual Box, they're quoted as saying, "We are big Mac fans. In fact, Age of Enigma was almost entirely coded on Macs." You might not want to be saying that. So bringing Age of Enigma to the Mac App Store is very important to us, said David McCursa. He's the company CEO. He said, Mac users expect products with elegance and style. And Age of Enigma is beautiful, sharp, and a game that we know will appeal to this audience. Are you saying the rest of us are crude and not elegant and stylish?
No.
What is it that you're saying here, David?
David?
I'm eye-rolling. Eye-rolling. Okay. For more information about the Age of Enigma and to get purchase links, you can pop by our site here in just a moment. They're also selling the game's soundtrack done by French composer Cleophas, or composer, or the Cleophas Brothers. That's also available for download on iTunes if you love game soundtracks like we sometimes do. Go over and check it out. You might like the game. I don't know that we will, since we're not elegant and stylish, but maybe you out there are elegant and stylish. You might like an elegant and stylish game.
Those are some interesting words.
Yeah, especially when you're talking about gamers. That's not usually something I think about when I think about gamers.
And let me just throw this in an unrelated note. Drinking tea through a straw, very underrated. I'd have to throw that in. My tea is very hot, and I decided to use a straw just to see if it would help, and it does. It's very nice. It apparently cools it on the way up. You don't have to blow it. Mm-hmm.
I guess I'll have to try this.
Mm-hmm.
I've never done that before. All right, so it's my turn, and I'm still thinking tea through a straw. All right. Soul Calibur 5 UK cosplay competition begins today.
Oh.
UK people, y'all are crazy. Win an exclusive photo shoot with a top fashion photographer. Namco Bandai partners are holding a competition to find the UK's best Soul Calibur 5 cosplayers, where the winner will receive a PlayStation 3, a copy of Soul Calibur 5, and have the unique opportunity to work with a top fashion photographer at an exclusive London studio for a shoot in their winning cosplay. Contestants have until January 23rd to get their entries, and must be available on the 28th of January for the photo shoot. The competition is only open to entrants living in the United Kingdom, and cosplay must be specifically a Soul Calibur 5 character's outfit. Soul Calibur 5 is the latest entry in the popular 3D fighter series, and you can log in over at Facebook.com/Soul Calibur Soul Calibur for character bios to give you inspiration. Guest character costumes can't take part in the competition. All right, so all you have to do if you want to do this is email 3 photos of you and your cosplay, and I'm going to give out the email. Are you ready? competitions@namcobandaipartners.com. And I have the link up on GameNatrix.com this morning if you need it. So head over there and check that out if you're in the UK and a cosplay fan and apparently are very quickly going to have these together. Oh, no, this is January 23rd, so you got like a month. So, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Got a month to get together this outfit.
All right. 2 things I'm going to mention. We've mentioned this to you before. I'm going to run it by you really quickly one more time. If you are in the UK, you have funding, and your developer, there is a funding available for prototype development up to €25,000 for new games IP. Again, you have until the 14th to apply. You go to prototypefund.aberty, and that's aberty.ac.uk if you want to get your game out there. If you're in the U.S., sorry. We don't do stuff like that here. Anyway, this is a very interesting story that's actually up on GI.biz. We will probably talk more in depth about this on Thursday. It'll probably become a ranting thing. You know how we roll here. But Epic Games is quoted as saying, the games business is shockingly immature. Imagine that.
No.
This is from the president, Mike Capps. Mike, no. Really?
All I'm going to say is, your face is immature.
He says, speaking in an interview with GI.biz today, exclusive interview, he said that there needs to be more shared learning, content, and experiences for the industry to grow and better. And his company is dedicated to furthering the greater good of the games business. He said, our games industry is shockingly immature from a business perspective because so few folks have business experience before coming in or an education for business. And he said, it's awesome because it's entrepreneurship gone right. That's what our industry comes from. And that's really exciting, but there's not a lot of sharing. There's not a lot of great name business how-to books. So we try to share and people books so we can try to share and people listen to us for some reason. And we try to learn as much as we can from everybody else and their mistakes. It just seems like the right thing to do. Epic famously lobbied Microsoft to up the memory of the Xbox 360 from 256 megabytes to 512 megabytes to help make better games on the system. It has also been vocal with NVIDIA's hardware for future home consoles. It's one of our values, adds Katz. Licensees of Epic's Unreal Engine also contribute to the community, said Katz. Rather than acting selfishly to get the upper hand on competing companies, there's no reason if you find a bug, you don't go, ha, 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 that'll give us an edge on Splinter Cell, because it doesn't. It doesn't at all. And so you need to share it because it's one less thing that Epic has to find and fix, and they can focus on something you care about most, and you share with the Mass Effect guys, and they share with you. You know, Mike, we're going to test you on this. If you're all for the sharing and the love, I'm going to send you an email, probably if not this week, next week, and tell you, you know, we need to get a relationship with Epic since you're all about the love and sharing. Are you feeling this way about women too? Because from a business standpoint, it would make sense. As I always say, if you were in a room, do you want half the money from the people in the room if you could have it, or all of it? Because right now the industry is only getting half because you're ignoring the other half of your fan base. Just
very
saying.
True.
So let's see how much love you have for the other half of your fan base. How much love and sharing do you have? Because we have no relationship with them at Epic.
Yes.
And that is not on our shoulders. It's on yours.
I always knew I loved the Swedish people. You Swedish, I love
them.
They
make those meatballs and stuff. No, I'm kidding.
Swedish meatballs.
You know what? I'm not even lying. I'm kidding, but I'm telling you, there has never been a Swedish meatball I've met that I don't love. And I can't eat beef and it makes me sick, but I will eat them until I can't see straight. You have to take them from me. Stop eating those, Corey. I love me some Swedish meatballs.
I don't think I've ever had a Swedish meatball.
Girl. And I have perfected them with the turkey so that I can eat them and not be sick. Still, I get sick. Eat too many. Ooh, that is delicious.
Well, coming in from GamePolitics.com this morning, Swedish Media Council concludes games don't generate aggressive behavior in children.
No,
of course not. All right, so energy pills kicking in. A new report from Swedish Media Council comes to the conclusion that while violent games may make aggressive, there's no conclusive evidence that the games themselves cause kids aggressive behavior. The Media Council is a Swedish government agency whose mission statement is to reduce the risk of harmful media influences among minors and to empower minors as conscious media users. The findings are based on a review of more than 100 articles about violent games and aggression, which have been published in international scientific journals since 2000. The review found that there is a clear and statistically significant link between violent games and aggressive behavior, but the review also found that many of those same studies use different methods to measure aggression, from serious methodological deficiencies, and didn't provide sufficient evidence to establish a causal relationship. The review also found that there was too little research into the theory that violent video games cause violent behavior among people with certain personality traits. What it came down to, they concluded that there is no evidence that violent computer games cause aggressive behavior. They go on to say, researcher Ulf Dahlquist said in a statement, if research can't provide any simple answers about how games make children aggressive, perhaps we adults should stop judging the games children play based on whether they are violent or not. True flipping story, thank you. Be a parent. You know what? If your kid is mentally unstable, don't let them play these games. If your kid is fine, if your kid can handle it, that's great. Just monitor your child. Talk to your child. Gaming systems, consoles are not babysitters. They are not parents.
Amen. Oh. Preach, sister. Preach.
Yes. You had it. You had fun. You got to have your little night of fun, and then you had your little bundle of joy. Now teach the darn thing.
Ooh.
I fixed what I said.
She went off. She went off.
Yes.
Be afraid, people. Okay, you know, I love that they said that they're not using the same testing methods, because the one thing I notice that's always missing, and those of you who are science heavy will notice this as well, they never say, we got five people that don't need to be on Prozac that are just regular kids. They're, you know, as far as we know, we've done all the blood tests, there's nothing, no chemical imbalance in their body.
Yeah.
And if there is, then we need to put them in a different control group, because you have to do that. What is it? I defer back to our previous story. So is all of our whole society is becoming immature. It's like we're regressing.
Yeah.
Because it used to be, you know, in 50s and 40s, they would have broken this down already. They'd be able to tell you indefinitely. We know for sure, and we have done five different control groups. These are people that only play at night. They're more aggressive than the people that play during the day. And these people here all take Prozac. These here drink coffee when they play, and they make them more aggressive. This one is using their cell phone. It would have been just broken down, and we would know emphatically if it was or not. But because everybody, whoever's setting out to do whatever they're trying to do, oh, well, I want to prove that it does make them violent or it doesn't make them violent, then that's what they set out to prove. You're not supposed to be trying to always prove your theory. You're supposed mm-hmm. to be trying to see if your theory is true, not prove it by any means necessary, meaning I'm only going to pick people I know have a chemical imbalance and say, ha-ha, see? When yeah. they played, they were crazy. Well, do they take Prozac? Well, yeah, but that's irrelevant. No, it's not.
It's not at all.
Not that all crazy people take Prozac. Y'all don't start sending us letters for the love of Pete. We are not saying all people that take Prozac are crazy. Just using that as an example. You don't believe some of the emails we get. You said blah, blah, blah the other day. Yes, we say a lot of stuff.
We say a lot of stuff. Did it offend you? Good.
You know, keep it moving. Hand me my sandwich. Where is the Jay today? Jay was not
I know. Where is the Jay?
He's very quiet.
Hands above the desk, Jay.
He's very, very quiet and very angry.
Very, very, very angry. Very angry. Mm. All right. Is it my turn again?
It's be your turn.
All right. Record your precious moments when 3D video recording comes to Nintendo 3DS.
Yay!
Yay! Lights, camera, action. Nintendo 3DS owners will be able to capture 3D video, embark on new Street Pass quests, and transfer content from console to console as part of the latest Nintendo 3DS system update, which took place today. And we've not heard any grumbling about so far. Mm-hmm. The Nintendo 3DS system update gives Nintendo 3DS owners access to a range of new features and enhancements. This includes 3D video capture, which will allow you to record up to 10 minutes of 3D video in the palm of your hands, so you can shoot your own mini blockbuster or simply capture your special family moments all in stunning 3D.
Very nice.
Very nice.
They actually promised that, so that's good that they promised it and they've actually delivered. Good job.
Uh-huh. See how that works, Microsoft? The Nintendo 3DS video function also features some special filming options for the more creative enthusiast. Just some of the interesting options include the interval shot feature, which allows you to record image after image in short timed intervals, producing a piece of time-lapse footage. You could, for instance, demonstrate an icicle melting or a flower blooming. Oh, that's pretty. Aww. There's also the frame pick feature, which can be used to take mini still images and join them together to create stop motion footage in the same way an animation is created.
Oh, that's nice.
That is cool. There's also new features will become available in the Street Pass Mii Plaza, including new panels to swap and collect for puzzle swap. You'll also have the option to embark on a new Street Pass quest with new tools to help beat your enemies, in addition to new hats to discover and collect. A new challenge now awaits Street Pass fans. A geographical map is now available to complete with each collectible section based on a location. Like a jigsaw, each time you meet a new person from each region, you gain another piece of the map. The more people you meet from a different country, the more sections of the map you'll collect.
Oh, I like that. They're trying to get you to get up and get out, people.
That is awesome. So, Nintendo, would you send me a 3DS, please? Please, please, please. I'll even take a pink one because, you know, Corey doesn't like pink. So send me a pink one.
Why are you trying to push me under the bus? Why are you trying to throw me under the bus?
I love you, Corey.
What I do to you?
See, y'all sent her a, DS.
Actually,
I want one that smells like cherries and it needs to be pink.
Oh, no, ma'am. Cherries and pink? Really?
Yes. Or watermelon. I'll take watermelon,
too. Oh, my God. Ginger? No, ma'am. They can't be making consoles that smell like fruit.
Oh, they should, though. They really should.
Yeah. If they wanted to sell to the more women. What is it that they did the study that says smells that we like? What you just said, cherry, banana bread is supposed to be.
Oh, God, banana bread.
See?
Make me an orange one and make it smell like pumpkin spice.
Oranges, yes, pumpkin spice is on that list. Oranges and lemons and limes, ironically, which I do love the smell of.
Yes, yes, yes. And, gingerbread. Did we say gingerbread?
Oh, we did not say gingerbread. Ginger, you just like gingerbread because your name is Ginger. We know it.
No, I like gingerbread because gingerbread's awesome. We're not talking just the cookies, people. You can actually make gingerbread. It's so good.
Well, there's a contest going on, and after I tell you about this, we're going to go to break.
Yay!
There's lots of contests going on. We've been mentioned. I think we've mentioned this before, but I'm going to run it by you one more time because we're all about helping get some new indie people out. Best Buy and Hooked Media have launched a competition to find the best Android mobile game developers. And, of course, people over at VentureBeat are helping out, too. And so are we. The Get Discovered competition will give the winner and finalist distribution on mobile platforms, media recognition, and seed funding from Trinity Ventures. The point of the contest is to find talented developers who are a scarce commodity these days as competition in the mobile gaming market heats up. Contests of all kinds are emerging as one way that big companies and venture firms try to find the next Angry Birds. Really? Also, is the number of games available
on the
Android...
Do we need to find the next Angry Birds?
No, please no. As the number of games available on the Android market soars past 200,000, discovery is becoming an issue for developers, too. The winner will also receive a $5,000 online ad package from VentureBeat. Maybe we'll toss something in there, too. We might do something for you. The competition is open to all game developers who submit their games by first integrating with Hooked Media's discovery platform. During the first part of the competition, the platform will track metrics including user rating, playtime, and installation based on recommendations. The metrics will be used to determine the finalists. Then the judges will analyze the finalists. The judges will be Bradley Horowitz, who's the Vice President of Product for Google+. So you want to be in this if you're trying to be in this. Gus Tai, General Partner at Trinity Ventures, and Dean Takahashi over at VentureBeat, whom we like because he's so cute, and Margarita Labhart, Director of Digital Business Models at Best Buy. So good, the heavy hitters in there. Hooked Media's platform helps developers increase their game plays, and gamers can use it to find new games based on their actual gaming preferences. Semifinalists will get distribution from Best Buy. Yes, I said Best Buy. That's like thousands of stores, yes. Developers can submit their games from now, right now, until January the 24th, and the judging period will run from January 24th to February 24th, and the competition will culminate in an event at Dolores Labs in San Francisco in March of 2012. Let me get you a URL. You want to get over to that contest quickly? You go to hookedmediagroup.com/contest if you're trying to be the next. Let's not say Angry Birds. Let's look at Halo, because at least they made more than
Halo.
One.
Halo, yes.
Maybe you can create the equivalent of Halo on the mobile games market.
Yes, that would be awesome. That would be awesome.
And make sure you let us know, especially if you are female. Not that we have anything against you guys. You can tell us, too. But if you're a girl and you're entering this contest, please let us know. We got your back.
Yes, we do. All right, what have I got? There's news.
Wait, we're
going to break, aren't we?
Yeah, we got to go to break. I keep sighing because I'm just exhausted.
Yes, today I'm exhausted. And apparently I'm coughing again, so that's always nice.
I don't know what happened. I feel like I was abducted by aliens and put back.
I know, something.
Is everybody out there tired? Something happened while we were sleeping, I'm telling you.
Oh, tired. And I went to bed early. At least for me, it was before midnight. It was 11:30, and I went to bed, and I didn't get up till 8:30. So,
yes, I don't know what's going on.
We are Sex Bomb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
Now you guys know where to find us.
SexBomb.com
and any games, online games. We're always 4 hours.
Speaking of online games, I checked out that Forbidden Realms yesterday.
The Woody Woody?
Forbidden Realms. I checked that out last night after the show.
Ah.
That's fun.
Was it?
Yeah. I only died once.
You died once?
Yeah. Yeah, you teleport in and it automatically puts a HUD on you.
Oh.
Run around collecting, but it gives you quests and tells you where to go. You got to collect all these different little crystals. I still haven't figured out how to turn them in for money yet, but you take them back to the little place where it tells you. Yeah, I had fun. Took some friends with me. They died a lot. I laughed. I was like, run! Oh, don't! Oh. I kept watching them walk into stuff. I was like, have y'all played any kind of games?
No.
I was like, the water's orange. It's probably toxic. Don't! Oh!
You win it. Yeah, not gamers, because we know, we're like, wait a minute.
Well, look at the floating rock. Yeah, look at the floating rock turn into fire and fly at you.
I am sort of impressed. I may have to go and check it out. Maybe we'll send them a little bit of a review over at Linden Labs.
Yes.
That reminds me, while we're still on the air, let me correct that person under the that commented under the game that this person that made The Sims also is running Linden Labs now. You are sorely mistaken. Will Wright made The Sims. Philip Linden is one of the main creators of Linden Labs.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy people. All right. Let's get on back into this. Just so you guys know, if you're new to the show, listening in just about a minute or so, we're going to shut off. It doesn't mean we're gone. We just went into non-streaming. So you have to download to listen to the rest of the show. Why do we make you do this? Because we like to torture you.
Yes. Hot pokers.
And we've already shut off when I said, why do we do this? Yeah.
Because we're mean and y'all love it. Y'all love it. Y'all keep coming back for more. It's great.
Exactly. I'm about to be attacked by an angry kitten. I just want y'all to call.
Uh-oh.
Get help.
All right. It's my turn again. The battle begins in Rosh Online, The Return of Karos.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. Ignited Games. I don't care about that. Calling all paladins and rogues. Rosh Online, The Return of Karos is now live. And Ignited Games is seeking the bravest online warriors to restore peace to the Brachion continent in its latest combat action massively multiplayer online role-playing game, MMORPG, in other words. Curious combatants, now sign up and download the free-to-play Rosh Online at the game's official site, which I've got the link up on GameMatrix.com. Rosh Online provides countless hours of adventure featuring top-notch visuals and packed to the brim with action for online players, says Peter Kang, CEO of Ignited Games.
Mm-mm.
After an extremely successful beta period, we couldn't wait to officially launch our second game for players in North America. For the official launch, Ignited Games added several features in the game that were not available during the beta test. Players are now able to participate in more player versus player modes. Ooh, I love that. Siege War and Mining War. Ooh. Furthermore, a variety of new pets and weapon enchantment stones are available for purchase at the item store. There are also two events going on. Nobody is a rookie in Rosh Online. That's the name of the event. All players joining the official launch will receive the beginner's package, which includes a box full of valuable items to get them started in the game. Players also will receive another box containing level 19 weapons and armor. And then you also get the blue box and red box. Holiday presents came in early for Rosh Online players. Conquering heroes will collect red or blue boxes containing rare items, including enchanted weapons and armor from their vanquished foes. All right, so I do believe I will be installing this on my computer in just a little bit. So if any of y'all are playing, give me a ring. Let me know.
All right, there are
PvP and siege weapons, and yeah, y'all got
that's all you needed.
Yeah.
There is another game that's in beta called The Battle at Normandy, which they was one of the ones we got in right at the middle of the show that I was like, no.
No.
I am kind of impressed at the beta. Will we, I was making sure we could grab the screenshots because they gave us some access. I am impressed with the beta screenshots. And I'll tell you a little bit about the game. Again, it's called Battlefront. You can go check out their website, battlefront.com. I'm trying to get some overview here because they gave me a thing to the overview. I don't even know what it's about. I just want to play. I love these period-type games where you have your weapons, you know, from back then. This looks like it's set in World War II, maybe? Maybe
okay.
World War I? I'm not really sure. I'm terrible with my history. It's actually, this is called Commonwealth Forces, and it's a module, actually, in Battlefront.com's combat mission Battle for Normandy series. So it is World War II. Wow. It does require you to have the original game in order to play, and it is compatible with any version that you may have. And it looks amazing in beta. It's supposed to include all new meticulously researched and historically accurate UK, Canadian, and Polish units and formations. The full range of Commonwealth weaponry is also brought to life with the same amazing level of detail and simulation fidelity found in previous combat files. The module also is supposed to bring you new German formations, such as the Waffen SS and the Luftwaffe. I love saying that word. Luftwaffe field divisions. Several variants of the iconic Churchill tank, the Cromwell, Stuart, and Firefly are included. Those of you who are history buffs are like, yes.
So you can pop over to their website, and we'll probably have some screenshots up a little later. It's going to take me a while to get these because there's tons of them that they gave to us. But some of them are up on their website as well if you don't want to wait. It's beautiful to be in beta. I'm impressed. Yeah, and it's still in development. Wow. These guys are going to make a ton of money from history buffs like myself. Like, I love playing Medal of Honor when it – oh, man. I love hearing people – I can't remember what the last one I played. It's been a couple of years, the last Medal of Honor. Anybody out there play that where you have to jump out of the helicopter?
I did not, but that does sound like something that was out of America's Army.
Yeah, you jump out of the helicopter, and you're right there, you know, in the thick of the battle. No, I didn't break my legs, but I kept falling off the roof, and I was hurt for a while. And then I love hearing them. It was set in Italy. I love hearing them, Medicano, you know, when you hear that, you know, they're after you. And I was like, oh, God. And they'd be speaking other languages. You don't know what they say. And I love that they did not provide subtitles because, obviously, if you were, you know, to make it more authentic, if you were actually there, you didn't speak Italian or German or whatever it was period it was set in, you didn't know what the hell they were saying. The only part you understood was Americano, and that meant you and run. They're going to shoot you. I love that game. And I played it on the Wii, and it was actually absolutely awesome on the Wii. Doing sniper shots with your Wiimote, oh, awesome. You guys thought you were good shots. Oh, I'm the best sniper shot. No, you're not good until you have to hold that Wiimote steady enough to hit them in the head because it's like holding a gun. But I'm like, and you have to be back from the TV. And I'm all playing because, you know, I'm all into it. I'm behind the couch, like, hiding with the Wiimote, going, I see you there.
Blam. That's awesome.
That's when you know you're a good shot, when you have to actually hold something.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's right. Anyway, now that I've said my craziness for the day, Ginger.
All right. Well, it's my turn again. Hold on. I was about to lose my voice.
Right there with you.
Yes. This allergy stuff is killing me. All right. For you people playing Crimecraft, Game Wars.
Yay!
Promo package launches on Steam today. Voxer Online today launched Crimecraft. Crimecraft Game Wars, the second major expansion to its flagship free-to-play online shooter. Game Wars is available for immediate download from Crimecraft.com. and Steam. As part of the partnership with Steam, Voxer will offer a Games War Steam welcome package. The package includes, I cannot talk, good lord, an exclusive steampunk, oh, I love me some steampunk, clothing set, including helmets, jacket, pants, and boots, a 15% XP boost item, 40 gold bars, Crimecraft's real money transaction currency, Steam Rolls, an exclusive boost which provides plus 20% damage and 15% resistance. The centerpiece of Gang Wars is Territory Wars, where the gangs of Sunrise City battle for control of lobbies and instances. The rewards for controlling a territory include in-game cash, bonuses, and being able to post your gang's markings on your home turf. But maintaining control is tough, as every gang in the city is gunning for territory. In addition to in-game content, Crimecraft is now easier to play than ever thanks to the new Quick Play menu, which allows new players to get into the action faster than ever and ever before, and casual players to bypass the extensive RPG gameplay if they choose to. All right, so, yeah, this sounds like fun. If you're going to want to play this, I'm going to have this up on GameMatrix.com probably by the time you hear this. So, yeah, check out the links.
Didn't you download and play it?
I did, and then I started playing Dragon Soul and lost my soul to that game, so.
Yeah, we got to do something with you. We got to do something about this. Ninja is out of control. No, ma'am.
I'm sitting here looking. I was like, why do I have all this math on my little notepad? And then I remembered, like, 2 o'clock in the morning trying to plan out how many of these plants I needed to make a certain potion. And
oh, my God. See, that's what gaming is good for. It'll make you do math.
Yes. I was like, what are these? Oh, yeah.
25 divided by pi carries a 1 to infinity.
Pretty much, because I was like, you know, I need the 5 of these to make 1 of this. And, you know, from that, I need like 20 of these. So, yeah.
Look, and I'm going to need 18 of these plants. So carry the 2, negative 5.
Pretty much.
6
pretty
is the answer.
Too many. Losing my soul. Seriously, I was running around and around and around that town in a circle gathering these.
Oh, no, ma'am.
And I was getting upset with people. I was like, would you stop stealing? That was mine. You saw me going for it?
Well, Android is saying what? They're looking at Apple going, what? Because Android market, apparently, according to GI.biz, hit 10 billion app downloads.
Ooh.
Google's Android market has over 10 billion apps downloaded from it, with 5.5 billion downloaded since May of this year. Currently, over a billion apps are downloaded there every month. A billion every month, imagine.
That is a lot of apps.
Mm-hmm. The Android system has had a relatively slow start in late 2008, taking until July 2010 to shift its first billion apps. A total of 6 billion was reached in July 2011, with 4 billion more being sold since. By way of celebration, a number of top-selling apps have been made available for just 10 cents each. That would be Asphalt 6 in HD, Color and Draw for Kids, Endomondo Sports Tracker Pro, Field Runners HD, Great Little War Game, which I keep seeing on the front page and I'm curious about, Minecraft, yes, it's on Droid, Paper Camera, Sketchbook Module, SoundHound Infinity, and Swift Key X. Of course, none of those apps would have existed if it weren't for the developers who created them, read a post on their Google blog. Every day, these developers continue to push the limits of what's possible and deliver us in the process. For that, we thank them, says Google. You should. And congratulations to you over at Google. 10 billion apps.
That is a good number of apps right there. Yes, that is. Yes, that is.
You know what? I have to have it. Minecraft. I gotta have it on the phone. I gotta have it.
I installed it and I was kind of like, it just didn't really grab me. But you know, that's how it goes. Either it does or it doesn't.
Wait, so you didn't like the Crime Craft either?
Crime Craft?
Yes, Crime Craft. You didn't doubt that shit. We were just talking about it, Ginger.
Sorry. I could have sworn you said Minecraft, but
Well, I was asking. You didn't like Minecraft, but Crime Craft was.
Crime Craft was all right, yeah. I mean, there was a lot of shooting. I got to headshot people, so yeah. I got to kill people. I liked it. It was good.
They're going to come and pick us up. And when they do, just know that we have very little money to bail you out of jail, just so you know.
Oh, now come on.
It's not that we don't love you. It's that, you know, we have to keep it moving. I'll slip you a file. Yeah, and I'm going to slip you a jump drive and a cell phone in a pie. So
that's nice. That's nice. See how much she loves me? She loves
me. That's the new thing. It used to be, I'm going to slip you a file and a cake. No, I'm going to slip you a jump drive and a phone. And, you know, it'll be a droid race. You know that one that's all water resistant and stuff? You got to read that one. I'm going to put it in the pie. So just go ahead and eat that down. Go ahead and slip that jump drive and the phone in the fluffy cakes and keep it moving. Look at
that. I was like, yeah, I could probably hide them in the fluffy container.
Out of order, ma'am.
Girl, I did that when I went to Disney World a couple of years ago, actually.
Do I need to ask?
I was expecting a very important phone call. I couldn't miss it. So, yeah, I kept my phone all tucked away in between my boobs. It was great.
You know what? I can't say anything. I've been telling you guys to do that. Christmas shopping, those of you who have fluffy cakes, guys, you can't do this. Girls, phone in the bra strap if you don't have the fluffy cakes to hold them. Those of you who have the fluffy cakes, slide them in between. Credit card goes there, too. And just walk. Take off your jewelry.
Yeah.
Makeup. Don't be cute. Mm-hmm. You don't need the purse. You really don't.
Well, anybody who's been there knows so loud, you'd never be able to hear a phone ring. So I had it between my boobs so I could feel the vibrate.
We were there on, I think, on a quiet day, I guess, because there was hardly anybody in there when we went to.
No, it was so loud. I couldn't hear my phone ring. I missed a phone call and I about cried. It was horrible.
Nothing for me.
No. All right. Well, we got 2 minutes left. So what are we going to do?
We're going to go ahead and go because I have to go and Kit Matrix is sick. So I got to go and take care of the kitten. I know. She stood by me last night with the Xbox thing. That makes her a good pet.
Oh, that's a good pet. That's a good pet right there.
She understands the importance of that Xbox. She doesn't know why, but she understood that it was important that we stare at it. We must stare at it.
Well, I'm watching the videos for Rosh online and thinking, oh, my God, I'm installing this right now.
poor. Okay, so anyway, guys. Oh, God. We're supposed to have a guest tomorrow night. I have not confirmed. Bad Corey. All right, so
Bad Corey.
I know. I'm bad. Anyway, you guys make sure you listen to us tomorrow all day because we'll be here pretty much all day, or it'll feel like it to you. But today, if you miss us, you missed the show last night, Pixinista. We had an interesting topic going on, Photoshopping pictures. Boo.
No, do not be Photoshopping your GameStop. Don't do it.
That's right. All right, so we'll see you guys later. Bye.
Time for goodbye, he said, as he faded away. Don't put your life in someone's hands, they're bound to steal it away. Don't hide your mistakes, cause they'll find you, burn you. Then he said, if you wanna get out alive, hold on for your life. If you wanna get out of line, oh, run for your life.
Jen.
Later, boys and girls. Mwah!